Hi guys, I'm Alan.
And I'm Callum.
And you're listening to this week's episode of What's Now with Alan and Callum, brought to you in partnership with Darrow.org.uk, Scotland's only Creative Commons website. Star Wars. Rogue One. There we go, that was it. This week we're talking Rogue One,
Rogue One,
a Star Wars story, the latest in the endless conveyor belt of Star Wars movies that we will get until the sun envelops the Earth. It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Go and see it, then come back and give the rest of this a listen.
It definitely gets a buy from us.
It does get a buy from us. So yeah, go ahead and watch that. That being said, if you come back and it seems like we're being really negative, you'll probably know why if you watch it. Obviously this acts as a there's your mini review. It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Go and see it.
You're not wasting your money going to see
it. No, you aren't wasting it. And it's like a nice, it's like something different for Star Wars. Yeah. It's still very much Star Wars, but it's something a bit different that you've never seen before.
Yeah.
It's a bit grim, it's a bit gritty, it's a bit darker, it's good. Like, you know what I mean? Fine.
Definitely adds more than it takes away.
Totally. You're totally right.
That's what I would say.
So yeah, go ahead and see that. This is now your sort of spoiler warning. The episode is just full on spoilers to literally the very beginning to the very end.
Yep, wall to wall.
So if you've not seen it, go no further.
Yep.
That's us. Why not just call it Star Wars Rogue One? What was wrong with that?
There you go. Nailed it in one go.
You know what I mean? And then, like, Star Wars Han Solo, or whatever that one's got to be called.
Yeah.
It should just be called Solo, because it's a solo film as well. It's clever.
Star Wars
Solo. It's what passes as Hollywood clever.
What do you think they will call it?
Solo. I genuinely think that's what it's got to be called.
Yeah?
Yeah. Do you think it's going to be called something much worse than that?
I think it's going to have a way crappier name, like Rise of the Millennium Falcon.
Or maybe. Like, it'll be a bit like the Kessel Run or something.
Yeah.
Kessel Run.
Kessel Run.
Like Cannonball Run.
Yeah.
It's with Kessels. Or whatever Kessels are.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, we'll get to what Kessels are, actually.
Okay.
I know what Kessel is. But
okay.
This is an issue for later in the podcast.
Okay. Does it fit in somewhere else?
Sort of, yeah, it does, actually. I'll write it down on my notepad so I don't forget. Star Wars. Do you remember what happened in it?
I do remember, yeah.
Okay.
Roughly.
So what did you think? What did you think in general up top?
In general, I thought it was good.
Before we get into spoilers for people who have probably not turned it off at the theme tune.
Yeah. I thought it was good.
Right.
Off top. Yeah.
Right. Is that it?
That's it, yeah.
Alright, okay.
How about you?
I did think it was good. However, the more I think about it, the less I like it.
See, I think what's happened with me is the opposite.
Alright.
Like, I came out the cinema and I was, like, super not keen on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were there, we walked out the cinema and I was like, nah, I don't know, like. But as time has gone on, I think maybe it's, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
My opinion of it has gone up. And I'm like, is that just because I'm forgetting bits of it? And I'm letting it off the hook? You know what I mean?
Well, see, I've seen it twice now.
Oh, did you see it again?
Yeah, I've seen it twice. I've seen it in both 2D and 3D as well, which you think there's nothing to talk about there. There actually is.
All right.
Later on, but we'll get to that. And I thought I was like you. No, I liked it the first time. Mm. Like, I had fun with it, but I had issues with it, right? Mm. And then the second time, less so.
Yeah.
And maybe that's, look, I saw it like 2 times in 3 days, mm. so that's maybe a lot. Well, that is a lot, that's excessive. But, I don't know, maybe that contributed to my attitude a bit now.
Yeah.
But it's just the more and more I think about it, the more kind of like disappointed where it was, I was a bit, and I feel bad saying that because I actually really did like it, and I feel bad I'd been like so down on it because yeah. it's good, it's a good movie, and I think it is, it's probably like fourth best, like yeah. easily yeah. I would say, and I feel like I didn't feel like I was so harsh on Force Awakens,
mm.
but I don't know, there's issues with it, but you know,
yeah.
put it that way.
That's how I feel. Like, if I was to give it, like, a superficial, just quick, I would say that it is good.
Mm-hmm. No, like, it is. It's worth seeing, like, certainly, you know what I mean? If you've watched the other Star Wars films.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're a Star Wars fan, you've seen it already, you know what I mean? That's yeah. not up for question. But if you're kind of like, you only have a passing interest in these movies, it's still worth seeing, because it's good. Yeah. And you might actually like it more than the original three, yeah. if you're not, like, a mega fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you... We're going full spoilers,
yeah,
as per usual, so yeah. this is the second warning at this point, so turn back now yeah. if you've not seen it already. Yeah, what did you think of the story? The sort of plot?
See, it was good, right? Mm-hmm. On paper.
Right.
Right? That's like, that story... It was a great idea.
Mm-hmm. It was a great idea. The ideas in my head were better.
It was a great idea, right? But the realization, it was like way too packed. It was like
yeah.
That could have been such a like simple idea, like the daughter of this like engineer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He's forced to go and build this weapon. She goes and then eventually like makes it all right, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, it was it's a good idea, but like the way it was realized was quite different.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, look, that's the thing about this, right? I liked it, and it is good. Like, you know what I mean? The thing that I like about most, and we will talk about this more later, but I like. It's refreshing to see something different for Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
It's refreshing to see Star Wars that's not like really like statically shot with like the terrible wipes yeah. and stuff like that and loads of destiny and all that sort of stuff, right? However, there's like no character stuff in this. Mm-hmm. Like, no character has, like, anything close to an arc in this movie, which is really bad.
Yeah.
Like, that's troublingly bad if you have, what, like, 12 major characters or whatever, and, like, not see, one of them has anywhere near
that's
an arc.
That's the problem, though. That's too much.
That is too
much. That was one of the... See, when it was like, meet this guy,
yeah.
he's dead. Meet this guy, he's dead now. Meet this yeah. guy. It was like, whoa.
Yeah, and like that's something we'll get on to talking about as well, the sort of merits of these characters, if any. But you would expect even the main character
yeah.
to undergo some form of arc.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just basic storytelling. But the thing that bothers me most about it, and again, it's just something that kind of niggles at me the more and more I think about the movie, is that the whole thing is just this one call forward to the next movie. It's not a movie in its own right.
No.
You know what I mean? It's basically just the finger tipping the domino yeah. that falls.
Yeah.
And that's really annoying. Because see what you want about, like, the terrible prequels, but they're all movies, you know what I mean, in their own rights.
Yeah.
This one isn't.
Nah.
You know what I mean? It's just... Get ready for a new hope.
Yeah.
That's the whole... That is the whole point of the whole movie.
It was so... That was it as well. It's like, it was so reductive. Because the whole thing... It's like you're saying, the whole thing just boiled down to this big, like, tease for a film that
yeah,
is now
that's,
so old. You know what I mean?
It's like, approaching, like, what, 40
yeah, and
years old?
That's what I mean about, like, having this great idea. Because I think, again, like...
with episode 7, mm-hmm. They lean way too hard on A New Hope.
Yeah.
Exactly like episode 7 did in its own way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, because episode 7 is A New Hope. Yeah. It's just A New Hope, but with different characters.
And they had this, and it does, that's what I'm saying about it being such a great idea. And, like, telling this story that, like, plugs a hole, so to speak. And it could have just been that. And you didn't need this all these bits at the end.
No.
And all that, like, frankly, really shitty CGI that I didn't like at the end, and being like, oh, it's Princess Leia. Oh, she's got the plans. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, A New Hope. You know what I mean? Like, it should have just been... You know, like, what's the planet? Like, Scarif?
Scarif,
right. The whole movie just should have been on that planet, and it should have been, like, more sneaking about, and then a big battle bit at the end.
See,
and
I'm sad that Harlania was actually in the Death Star.
Yeah.
Like, see, when I heard that it was a movie about stealing the Death Star plans, I thought it's going to be, like, sneaking about the Death Star.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But there was none of that.
But honestly, you know what it felt like, mm-hmm. right? And I guess this is a criticism of, and because again, I feel like the people who are involved in this have like the best of intentions.
Oh yeah,
at the start, right? And Gareth Edwards?
Yeah.
I'm sure that like when he got involved, the core idea was like what we're describing. It was this like great story of this like theft of the Death Star plans, tying into this kind of like family, classic Star Wars family redemption vibe thing going on, you know what I mean? But then it feels like the like marketing people got involved, and like the toy people got involved, mm-hmm. and all the other suits in the boardroom got involved, and the whole film felt, you know how they were like, they were on this planet, and then they were on this, there was a battle, and then they were on this, you know what it felt like? It felt like an advert for like the next Battlefront. It didn't feel like a Star Wars movie. It felt like in 2017 there's a new Battlefront coming out, look at all these planets, look at all these, like, this is the thing I hate as well, it's like, it was with episode 7, they, like, changed the stormtroopers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, with this one, look at all these new ships. We've changed, like, the AT-ATs for no reason. You know what I mean? It's like...
Oh, they were like cargo versions of the AT.
Boo.
They were AT-CTs.
Unacceptable. Yeah, but you know what I mean? It's like, we've changed all this, like, arbitrarily changed all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, why? Because it means we can spray paint action figures a different colour for Christmas, and kids will go out and make their parents buy them, and it's just cheapening the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's so sad.
But I mean, Star Wars Legacy's always been built on toys, you know.
I know,
it's,
but
it's like, to get angry about that at this stage.
But I feel like there's always been a limit, you know what I mean?
I think it's like, it's more transparent now.
Aye.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, before, when you had the original three movies, George Lucas was writing it in exotic places with crazy looking aliens and armour so he could sell all these toys to line his pockets, right? But now that you know it's like Disney that's making these, you know what I mean? And you know that there's like this big popular like EA game that comes alongside with it, and all these other TV shows that are marketed to kids and stuff, you know that that's part of it. And I could understand your frustrations there. I think as well, I think like there's a lot, and we'll talk about this more extensively, but there's probably a better movie on the cutting room floor somewhere.
Aye. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
There's a lot. You know what I mean? If you watched the first trailer and then you watched that movie, you'd be like stunned at how much is missing.
Yeah.
And I think it's like you said, it's likely people suits kind of step them in and making this movie kind of be something that wasn't initially.
See the bits where like, see the very start where like they're hiding out on that planet, and like the Empire come to like abduct him, to abduct Mads Mikkelsen. And because I mean, I'm not gonna lie, right? I'm a Star Wars fan, but I'm not even gonna try with the names in this movie because it was just outrageous. Too many people with too many mental names.
Well, I have some thoughts on the names as well.
But yeah, see when they like turn up,
Galen Erso.
Aye. And yeah. Like, and they like try and take him away, and they shoot the wife, and the kid runs off, and he gets abducted. It was like that. All was like really good.
That was really
and like
good.
I was watching that, and I was like, it's like there was bits of that in the trailer, and it's just these really, like these two dudes like standing across from each other, and like both like odd looking yet still handsome, yet really scary looking guys like just crossing each other in the rain, and it was just like it was really.
It's good like imagery that bit as well, because it's like really he's cool. In the white cape, they're in the black like stormtrooper uniforms. He's standing across from him on his own. It's this green field.
Yeah,
it's really,
it was really cool. And
then, downhill for there.
And then a lot of the rest of the film was like so dumb.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So dumb. Yeah. Go here. This thing blows up. Like, even the robot that I kind of liked initially...
K2.
By the end of the film, I was like, that's stupid. This is stupid. Like, this robot with a sassy attitude is dumb. It's been dumb before.
I was thinking the robot with the sassy attitude was dumb as soon as he opened his mouth and revealed he was sassy. I was like, ah. Like, I liked it.
Can it not just be a robot, though?
Actually, you know what I mean? Yeah, you can.
Why, when you reprogram a robot to be a rebel, does it suddenly become this, like finger-snapping, total...
weird, like, catty, like, bitch.
It's just remain a machine.
Yeah. Like, look, I think Alan Tudyk did a really good job with that. I really liked the robot. It was a shame he had this, like, weird, bitchy quality to him, right? But I did like him, you know what I mean? Particularly at the very end, you know what I mean? I really liked him. I know what you mean, though, about, like, what... Is that necessary?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And again, it's a kind of like, this will sell toys, because he's the funny robot.
Yeah, and it's like, it's a funny side.
And also it's like, well, this movie is pretty dark, so we'll need somebody to tell jokes. It's like, well, do you need somebody to tell jokes?
The thing, like, about the darkness, right?
Like, there's nobody, like, cracking wise at the back of Saving Private Ryan, is there?
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's
gritty
like,
war.
So much of what was good about this, right, as well, and like I've seen publications and stuff online that have said the same thing. It's like, this is the first Star Wars film to like actually show the kind of like murky, morally dubious side of the rebellion.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, it's like when you get that guy, he shoots that informant guy, like he's just like, you know what, I'm gonna shoot you. You know what I mean?
That was great. I loved that bit.
Because it was like, oh, so these guys, like they're not bad guys. You know as well that like some of them, like when you go and you see all the kind of generals and stuff and all the leaders are talking to each other, it's like you know that like some of them are like more extreme than others, and some of them are like, let's go and fight the Empire, and some of them are like, nah, let's like try and like talk to the Empire and like be diplomatic.
You've got like, it ranges on a scale for let's like tear out their guts and eat them for breakfast, and then you've got like, let's think positive thoughts and that'll bring the Empire down. It's like really nice to see the like spread.
And you see that like struggle within the rebellion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Being like, I would like now to see like, and you do get bits of it in this film as well, but I would like now to see like struggles within the Empire potentially, and like
because
there was bits in this film where you could see how cutthroat the power structure was inside the Empire. But but that's the thing about the darkness of it. The bits of it were like that's what we were saying about there being a better movie in there somewhere. It's like it feels like someone set out to make one movie, and the studio set out to make a movie that would make loads of money. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
It's a shame. The thing is,
it would have made money regardless. You know what I mean? Because the thing that I resent is that most of that movie remains intact, right?
Yeah.
But they've taken a bunch of it out, and that's what they've sold the tickets on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like that bit where she walks down the gangway and the TIE fighter comes up. That's right. Not in the movie, and that looks great in the
that
trailer.
That was really cool.
Like, yeah. Them running onto the beach where she has the data tape,
yeah.
And then the AT-AT, like, shooting at them, that's not in the movie either.
I tell you what it is in, though. It's in the trailer for the Star Wars Battlefront DLC.
Probably, yeah.
It literally is.
Is it literally?
For the Scarif Battlefront DLC, that bit where she's running on the beach with that data hang is in the trailer for that. That's always the irony, right? See, to use another recent example of things getting cut out and whatever, the Suicide Squad movie, right? See, when the trailers came out, and then there was loads of stuff in the trailers that wasn't in the film.
Yes.
And then the similar thing with this, it's like, if folk go mad for the trailer, albeit idiots go mad for the Suicide Squad trailer, right?
Worst movie of the year.
Aye.
Golden Raspberry Awards.
If folk go mad
Just on a set, I'm really annoyed about that because it was terrible.
Yeah.
But Batman Superman came second, and I think that was worse.
Yeah, I could.
And it's like I think the Suicide Squad movie was hella shit, right? Like really bad.
Yeah.
Right. Arguably worse than Batman Superman.
Yeah.
But I think, like, Warner Brothers need this. They need people to know that this is the worst movie made.
Yeah.
Like, this flagship movie that they spent $250 million making is probably the worst movie, in my opinion, of all time.
Human history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, because...
Oh, yeah.
I know people, like, look at things like Manos, Hands of Fate, and they're like, oh, that's the worst movie ever. It's like, no, that's bad, right? But it was made by some, like, loser for...
That's
on, like, his week's wages.
That's the thing. It's like, there's something to be admired in that, at least.
Yeah.
Whereas this was made by, supposedly, the best of the best.
Yeah. There's,
right?
Like, you look at the, air quotes, talent involved, the money spent, the marketing, everything
and
involved in that.
Garbage.
The two greatest superheroes of all time are like, in the title, and it, you still made this dog shit, like, utter crap movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that was a detail. I just hate that movie.
So bad. So bad. Yeah, but that's what I'm
saying. Look forward to 2016 in review in a couple of weeks.
But the... yeah, and I think the thing is, it's like, you hook people in with these trailers, right?
Uh-huh.
And people obviously go mad for the trailer.
Yes.
So I don't see the logic in cutting all those bits out of the final film. Because folk have gone mad for the trailer, which contains all these elements.
Yeah.
And then they go and see the film, which is really different.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get it.
Like, the example that kind of works there is that the Marvel movies do that.
Mm.
But they take, like, what are clearly, like, joke improv-y lines and then put them in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They'll, like, have... It's clearly, like,
a
different take used in the trailer for the one they've used in the movie. But it's not, like, literal, like, scenes or anything like that that they're not using.
Just little, like, ad-libs and stuff. Yeah.
Because, like, I remember going to see, like, Ant-Man and being surprised that there were certain things for trailer that weren't in the movie. But it wasn't, like... You know what I mean? There weren't, like, scenes or action beats that clearly should have been there that were missing. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's really, like, a smart person would say, well, wait, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is what's got us so many, like, pre-ordered tickets.
Or, like, likes on a video on YouTube or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, can you at least maybe do whatever you want, but leave these shots intact? Strange.
Weird.
Shall we talk about, like, the characters, kind of, individually?
Oh, God, yeah.
I have them written
down
here.
6 years. I'm glad you've got them written down because I would never remember. Just before we get into it, because it's reminding me of something. Do you not think, for all the bits that were cut out, right? For all the bits that were cut out, there was so much just like go nowhere, pointless, dead end stuff that was left in.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to talk about like Saw Gerrera and stuff, right?
Oh, we'll talk about
Saw Gerrera. And see the bit where he like gave that. Fed that guy to the Majestic or whatever it was.
Was the Majestic,
like,
the American Dad.
Like, read his mind.
Yeah.
It was, like, pointless.
It was.
Waste of screen time.
Yeah.
Absolute garbage. Is there a playset coming out with a Majestic and the pilot guy in it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what's the need?
Yeah. No,
I'll feed you to the
thing, and it's just like, then it was over, and it never came back. It was never like, oh, he was mad because he used it on himself, or because the Empire used it on him, yeah, or...
That would have been great. And like,
it was just over. And
also, and
he was like,
when it got, like, its tentacles around, like, Riz Ahmed,
yeah.
I was like, alright, he's going to be, like, critically brain damaged, yeah, and at a point when he really needs to be able to do something. Nah, doesn't even make any difference.
It just served to make that character, he was like, quirky.
Yeah, he was like, I think he was already that,
yeah,
quirky.
Yeah, he was already.
It didn't
that.
Make him quirkier. No. It was like, he was a bit drowsy
it
in
was
the
like
next
dazed.
Scene.
Yeah.
That was it. Because then it was just like, are you the pilot? And he went, oh, that's me. Yeah. Everything about me is
yeah.
back to be normal.
Yeah.
Like, ah. I get it right. What, Jen Ursaro.
Mm, the big one.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you like her?
I'll tell you what.
Okay.
Yes.
I liked her. I really liked her.
But, yes, I liked her if it had been another movie.
Okay.
Right? If it had been an R.A., like, introspective character study of the, like...
Say in the Star Wars.
Shamed daughter of, like, the architect to the Death Star going on this journey, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked the character. Because she said, what, like, four things the whole film? You know what I mean? And the rest of it was just her, like, looking, like, sad. Or, like, looking, you know what I mean? Or being whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in this film, it just wasn't good enough. It just wasn't good enough. She was just stood there making faces the whole film. A lot of the other characters did all the heavy lifting around her. You know what I mean? She wasn't really given the space to be... She did the bit where he died, and she was like, oh, Dad, I love you, don't die. And that was it. The rest of it was just, like, her... like, air quotes, being a hard ass, and it was just like...
The thing is, I was like, I like her, but she's not a good character, like, at all. And again, that's part of, like, the closest thing to undergoing an arc she does in this movie is repeating back what somebody's already said to her later on.
Aye, she just, like, plagiarises that guy.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, that's such a brilliant thing to say.
Yeah.
When, and he's in the back, like, dude, come on, that was mad, like...
I said that to you sarcastically,
yeah,
and now you have repeated it to me sincerely.
Yeah, and now everybody thinks you're a hero.
Yeah, yeah, and, like, I think she really suffered for potential changes and reshoots and stuff, because I think the Jen that you maybe get the impression of in the trailers seems like a much more kind of hard, like, unsympathetic character to the one you get, which is kind of just like, I don't know, there's like nothing to her.
Nah.
It's like, what are you? Are you like, are you really sensitive? Are you like, are you a hard ass? Are you like, I don't know, what are you like? What's your motivation?
Yeah.
What are your, like, morals and stuff? Like, there's nothing to her. She loves her dad.
That's
about it.
Yeah.
That's the only, like, trait she seems to have. Which is frustrating. You know what I mean? Because her personality, or, like, her personality and, like, skill set and rationales for doing things seem to change from one scene to the next. There's, like, a real lack of consistency for her.
I think they missed a trick as well. You know how they had that whole thing, like, oh, he... what was the captain dude's name?
Cassian.
Like, Han Solo's
Cassian
stand-in
Andor.
Man. Yeah.
Which, you're talking about names, right? I think that's, like, the best Star Wars name we've ever had since,
really?
Like, the original trilogy.
Aye.
Cassian Andor. That's a great name.
Yeah.
It's better than, like, anything for the prequels.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, better than any other character in this movie's name.
Fair enough, yeah. Is it better than Kylo Ren, though?
Yes! It's well better than Kylo Ren.
What was I going to say?
Some of
I think they missed the trick,
uh-huh.
right? See, when he was, like, given the order to, like, just shoot her dad.
Uh-huh. Issues are.
No. Like, it just would have been good if, like, they didn't have that, like, ending where they just both died on that beach, like, holding hands. You know what I mean? Like, they should have died shooting each other. You know
what
I mean?
Or like she finds out that he was going to kill the dad.
Aye.
Or that he did kill the dad.
Yeah. And then kills him and then she dies then or she whatever.
That would be way better, because, yeah. That'd be right, awesome. Because that's like, maybe also... he's like, look, I feel really bad because yeah. I killed your dad. And she's like, fuck you. She shoots him and then she dies.
Yeah. Yeah, but that would have been like, just anything to give her, I don't know, just like a bit of... But consistency as well, not just like, oh...
I know what you mean.
Because there was that whole thing all the way through, like, oh, I don't want to give her a gun in case she, like, shoots you.
Mm-hmm.
Or she shouldn't have a gun in case she shoots you, or you can't trust her, she's a total criminal, or whatever. And it's like, make her a total dirty criminal.
I would have loved if she's a total... playing Katie in that movie. look, I didn't care.
Don't give her a gun.
Do what you want.
Just, yeah.
Apathetic robot,
yeah,
Katie.
Yeah, a total, like, so... nihilist. Just like, oh. Yeah, no, just, if she's this total...
I know what you mean, there's all, like, foreshadowing in that respect yeah. that never paid off.
It was like, oh, she's going to kill him in the end, and then yeah, it just didn't happen.
Done. Yeah. I felt like, to that kind of, like, leads us a wee bit onto Cassian, but, look, I really liked him, right?
Han Solo stand-in, number one.
Yeah, but he's probably the character that has, like, the closest thing to, like, an arc.
Yeah.
In the sense that... he's like this total bastard that will just shoot his mate with one arm yeah. if he gets out of like a tight spot, right?
He didn't even need to shoot him, he could have just left them for
he
the
He could have just left him, yeah. He might have said his name or something.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
So, shoot him. And also, he was a bit annoying.
He was
so,
annoying.
So, yeah. Shoot. He was very like shouty.
Yeah.
Shouty and like bug eyed. I was yeah, like, go and shoot him. Yeah. And he shot him. That was great.
Yeah.
But the clue, he goes for being this total like. Assassin, like, shady guy.
Yeah.
To, like, kind of, like, disobeying orders to kill people and, like, seeing yeah. the kind of murkiness in what the rebellion's asking them to do, right? But I didn't like that. Like, I would have rather he just stayed this Aye. Total prick the whole way through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like the one character that we got, like, a air quotes arc for.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. Like, I would have preferred the original, like, Cassian at the start.
Yeah.
To remain kind of consistent. Because I think, like, the bit on Edu when he goes to, like, shoot Mads Mikkelsen,
yeah.
right? There's, like, a shot... where he's like he's aiming down the barrel of his gun and then he like stops and he's like he clearly like he's telling his face he's having like a revelation like a change of heart because yeah. he's doing some like acting
yeah,
you know what I mean and he's like oh can he do this
yeah
because it's like Jin's dad and I'm like well what about all the like millions of stormtroopers you go out and murder like yeah. they probably have families
why would he care that it was her dad
yeah exactly
because well, she's a sexy lady that's
aye because she's cares. A lady that you've known for like what. 6 hours at this point.
To be fair, that is how it works.
Well, yeah, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everybody knows somebody. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
like if you got to kind of, like, if you went to a bar and you were, like, having drinks with this guy you just met,
yeah.
and he was like, right, I got to go to my shift, I'm an Imperial Stormtrooper, it's like, oh, shit, you know what I mean? I can't kill any Stormtroopers because it might be my mate Barry. That
true.
I met at the bar,
yeah,
you know,
true.
Why is he called Barry for the bar? I don't know, his first name, I thought. You know what I mean?
It makes a good point.
It's
I,
about
I know what you mean. It's like, why would this hardened killer suddenly decide not to kill
yeah.
people?
Yeah, and considering as well, he does that whole like bit about, oh, I've been in the rebellion since I was 6, like
yeah.
I've lost everything. If you're
yeah.
this committed to the rebellion,
Jabs
you would have just shot Mads Mikkelsen
yeah.
and been like, fuck you,
yeah.
you're just some girl.
Yeah.
That, yeah. And I think that whole thing could have been, like, easily avoided, right? Because you just didn't have that shot in it. Because, like, you know, that scene, Mads Mikkelsen's talking to Ben Mendelsohn, right?
Yeah.
And then Mendelsohn's, like, kill all the scientists, right?
Yeah, I know.
And the Death Troopers shoot them all.
Yeah.
He could have been going to pull the trigger, and then they shoot the scientists, and that what distracts
yeah.
him and puts him off kind
yeah.
of thing. That's all you need to have happened there.
Or even then, you can have it, like, ambiguous. Like, you don't
yeah.
know. You know what I mean? Because everybody just starts shooting, and you're not sure whether...
So it's like he kind of misses his chance,
yeah.
so to speak. And then, like, then the next point of kind of, like, development for that character, really, is that at the end, he's kind of, like, on her side, and he's like, I've done really bad things for the rebellion, but I want to help kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, that's fine. That, like, it's just that one scene, actually, that kind of, like, messes things up for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I still liked him, but
I thought the guy was cool.
Like, I liked the guy.
Yeah.
I liked his like really 70s hairstyle as well. I thought that was like yeah. quite sweet. I liked the sort of it's grimy, dirty 70s Star Wars, but it's HD.
Yeah.
I liked that. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's good to see.
Yeah.
We've kind of spoke a wee bit about K2 already.
Uh huh.
Needlessly catty.
Yeah. Sasquatch.
Dies a good death, though.
He does die a good death. I like
that. The film does basically just become who can have the best death at the end, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of know they're all going to have to die.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of, like, dying. I just think like,
the bit that was just unforgivable was, like, the Saw Gerrera bit.
Do you want to talk about Saw Gerrera than that?
Yeah. I'll just say, like, the bit where he dies.
Needless.
Because it's literally, like, he literally says, oh, I'm like, ready to die.
Yeah, kill me.
It's almost as if, like, Forrest Whitaker, like, looks down at the script and accidentally reads the, like, reads the direction.
Disappointed.
Yeah.
Disappointed.
Like, accidentally reads the direction is, like, Saw Gerrera dies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
And they just kept it in the film. Because it's so stupid. It's like, nah, you're like a half-robot freak, man, but you could still go and, like, get on the ship.
Yeah.
Imagine if they'd had him on Scarif. He would have been, like, single-handedly beating all these... Aye, he was a total badass.
Was he?
Aye.
What did he do in that film to give that
impression? Well, I don't know. I mean, he looked badass.
With his breather.
That's half the battle.
He's like, oxygen tank.
Yeah. That's half just intimidation. Right?
I don't know, like, I just think, what was Forrest Whitaker doing it?
I know.
What was he playing it?
Bad times.
He's going to get a lot of flack for this, and I didn't necessarily think a lot it was his fault.
Again, you know what? See, when I saw after I saw the film,
mm-hmm.
I saw the trailer for, like, Disney XD's Rebels.
He's in
right?
that.
And he's in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you guys are scum.
He got introduced before Rogue One, and again, it's probably like a, we've got this character.
Aye, that's what I mean, it's like...
No, actually, that character got introduced in the Clone Wars TV series.
Mm.
So it's just a case of mining.
Aye.
It's like, we'll take this character who survived the Clone Wars TV series and just use him in Rogue One, you know what I mean? I think would have been better, see, instead of having the blind guy and his, what I'm going to assume was lover.
I thought that.
Right?
He's getting a very romantic vibe.
I know it was probably his mate, right?
But in my head,
it's much better if they were, like, if they were in a relationship.
Yeah, definitely.
Why not just have Saw Gerrera join the, like, band of rebels and go and, like, go on. Like, you know what I mean? Instead of having those two characters, like, decide to kind of tag along. Just have him as part of the main group. That's one less character to worry about, like, having an arc for. And then he could maybe, like, sacrifice himself, save Jen or something, because it's like, she's like my daughter.
Because I hated that whole thing as well, that you were just like, obviously you saw the bit where he presumably, like, rescues her at the beginning, but you were just, again, you were just like, oh, here's this guy that I haven't spoken to for, like, 12 years or whatever.
Yeah.
June, just accept it, you know what I mean? I think his voice is, like, so weird, interesting.
Didn't get it.
Yeah.
I liked about the start, where this doesn't work on a podcast, right?
Yeah.
But he was like, June, my child! It was this weird, like, grabby thing to, like, get her to come towards him. It was so strange.
Yeah, so... Every voice he does is weird, right? We was in Arrival...
He was in Arrival.
And, like, he was doing...
He was good in Arrival.
He was good in Arrival, but the accent he was doing was...
Where was he meant to be?
Dodgy-ish.
It was just American, wasn't
it? Was it not some kind of, like, Bostonian accent, though?
Probably,
I think it was. It sounded weird, anyway. But I think he's definitely seems to have a thing for, like, putting a
spin on any voice that he does.
Yeah, see, I thought, I don't know, I used to think he was good, eh?
I think he is good. I think he's just lost his way a little bit.
Maybe, yeah. He's really bad.
Going a bit Jeremy Irons on the whole situation.
It's crazy. I wonder what he's like in person.
I don't know.
Do you think he's crazy?
Maybe.
Maybe. He looks crazy.
He does look crazy.
He's good in other things.
Yeah.
That's the takeaway for this. Forrest Whitaker, look.
Good in other things.
It probably wasn't your fault.
Nah.
I mean, you did make all those acting choices, so it is partly your fault.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a shame they took all your, like, good speeches and stuff away.
Yeah.
Or that one speech we know you should have had. But you're good in other things, so that's fine.
Gave away all his time at that stupid squid thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Pointless. Get that. Yeah.
Absolutely pointless. What was it? It had a weird name as well. I can't even remember what it was called.
You didn't get it because he was going to... Like, what is happening? Yeah, really bad. Yeah. Saw Gerrera. Saw. His name is Saw.
Han Saw.
Han Solo. Yeah, the blind guy and his pal.
Yes.
I don't know what their names are. It's like Shinwa or something like that. I can't remember. We're going to call them blind guy and his mate, though, for the purposes of this.
Yeah.
Did you like them?
Nah.
Nah, I hated them.
I liked the tank guy.
I liked the tank guy. I hated the blind guy.
Again, like, we're getting into, like, this like, really just bullshit, archetypal, gamey nonsense as well. Because you have the, like, blind monk and the, like, samurai tank guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just like, barf. Is this like a MOBA? Is this like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because Saw Gerrera could have the big gun.
Yeah.
That could have been his thing.
Is there a, like, Star Wars one MOBA in the world?
You know how he has, like, two robotic legs?
Yeah.
He could have had, like, a third robotic leg and he turns into a tripod. Like, he leans back on a third leg and he just turns into
that. That's a good idea.
That would be a kill, right?
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Is there like a Star Wars MOBA in the making?
Probably.
You know what I mean? Like a Defense of the Ancient style, like, class-based thing happening. Because it certainly seemed like it, based on this film. Like, we'll sell you all these... I don't know.
But yeah, I really...
I liked him better, though.
I didn't like the monk
when he was doing all his total... talking to himself. Shit. Like, mate, not how it works.
Nah. Look, I like the action scenes that the one action scene he has is cool.
Yeah.
And look, it's cool, but it's like it's just as cool as like a scene for another martial arts movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just so happens it's stormtroopers he's fighting instead of like guys with guns or something. You know what I mean? It's like it's fine. I still really didn't like him.
No.
More pointed the second time watching it.
Yeah.
I was like, he's really getting on my nerves.
So much of it was just too, again, it was just too like, oh, ho, 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 we're having such a like hilarious wee time, you know what I mean? It was that mismatch and like, because he was always like making all these jokes and, oh, I'm blind, but I've got a really positive outlook on life, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think, I just didn't get why they were even there.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're no rebels.
Nah.
They're just, like, guardians of this temple who have tagged along.
Yeah.
It's
so long for the ride.
Because it's like, I thought, you know what, like, see old Cassian. Cassian would have shot them.
Just like...
Or, like, when they got to...
No baggage.
I can get... Because, like, obviously they saved their lives.
Yeah.
And then they get kidnapped at the same time as them. Yeah. And then they escape at the same time as them. And then they go straight to Edu. But as soon as they get off the ship in Edu, I'm like, well, let's leave. Let's leave without them.
Well, see, is it not more of a case that they've been effectively kidnapped? Because...
Well, basically, they kidnapped by the rebellion.
And then they're, like, they're on Edu and they're like, well, we can't just get off here. This is, like, an Imperial stronghold. We need to just, like, stay on this. So it's kind of a... Cassian's like, well, you can leave...
Mm. Oh, but they do. They leave the ship,
and then you're free to leave whenever you want.
They leave the ship, and then they're the last two that get on it.
Yeah.
When they're escaping, and I'm like, just shut the door. Just shut the door and leave them.
Yeah.
So much easier.
I like the other guy better, but
the tank guy. Yeah. Right.
But even then, just
I just think
just make them lovers. It's like, a what's lot. The big deal?
Yeah, they should have been. Look, there was nothing that said nothing that said they weren't lovers.
True.
So
yeah, true.
If you want to fill in those blanks yourself,
yeah,
that's fine by us. It just I think it saves a lot of like messiness for them not to be in it.
Yeah.
And for that to just be Saw Gerrera in that role.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Didn't sell as many action figures though, yeah.
Why? Saw Gerrera's got two like robot legs.
I know. Don't get as
and
much.
And then when he gets this third robot leg that I'm proposing.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. What did you make of the pilot? Riz Ahmed. Bodhi.
I thought he was alright.
It's fine.
Yeah. Like, we're gonna talk about all these characters and my response is always going to be the same. They were alright.
They were alright again. You know what I mean? Didn't he undergo any, like, change in character? No. Didn't he, like, really care
again,
that
all
much
his
about
stuff
them?
As well was like, oh, you were an Imperial pilot.
Didn't right? he bat an eyelid when he died?
No. Well, I was an Imperial pilot, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of his character development and all of his arc had taken place before the events of the film. Because
yeah,
he had been convinced to like defect.
Yeah.
So that's boring. You know what I mean? That's boring. That's not like, have him deliver the message,
mm-hmm.
get murdered by Saw Gerrera. You know what I mean?
Saw Gerrera's big, majestic alien.
Yeah. I just couldn't, see when I saw it at the time, like, I just...
It
like,
looks so stupid as
I
well.
I kept like hearing that song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The majestic song. I was just like, oh, a sight for someone. I mean, my form, majestic. And it's like rolling towards him. Yeah. I was like, God.
Somebody should, if somebody's listening who has the time to recut that, please do
that. Put that song over the top.
Put it on YouTube, you make $1 million.
So, a million YouTube bucks.
A million Bitcoin or whatever they work in.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, I was just like, this is.
That was terrible. Yeah, terrible. Yeah. What, yeah. And look, I get why he's there, because he knows other Empire stuff.
Yeah.
But there could easily be another defector within the ranks of the Rebellion.
Yeah.
The Rebellion. You know what I mean? They should know a lot of stuff about the Empire.
Would the robot know a lot of stuff about the Empire?
There you go. We're cutting fat over
just
this.
Just like rolling
this bitch.
Characters into one.
Yeah.
The robot would know loads of stuff.
The robot knows loads of stuff. Take away sassy attitude and just make him more down to the facts.
Yeah.
The pilot dies, gets eaten by that monster. Sod replaces the blind guy and his lover. There you go, we're fine. What did you make of Orson Krennic, Ben Mendelsohn?
I thought he was good. I'm like a massive Ben Mendelsohn fan.
I'm interested to see what you think.
Yeah.
I know you're a big Ben Mendelsohn fan.
I thought he was, like, he's good. Like, he's a great actor, right? But there was something dorky.
There was something
about
dorky
this, about him. Right? And I don't know if that was, like, a thing they were trying to go for. Because, like, don't get me wrong, like, I thought, like, Ben Mendelsohn does this thing very well where he's, like, he's really menacing, right? Mm-hmm. But he's also, like, quite disarming. Like, he's not... It's like the bit at the start where he goes and he's basically like, oh, I'm going to kidnap you and your whole family, mm-hmm. right? And if you try and get away, I'm going to, like, kill your family, right?
Yeah.
But the way that he delivers it, it's like if you've watched, like, Bloodline or that. It's like, the way that he does it is, like... I don't know, it just captures that, like, madness of a guy who could do anything
mm-hmm.
quite well. Like, I think Ben Mendelsohn gets that really well. It's like, this is a guy who could, like, it could go either way.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, like, there was something about this performance in this film that was, like, goofy at points.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I get what you mean. I hated him in it.
Really?
I really didn't like him.
Aye.
I thought he did a really bad job.
Oof.
And I
yeah.
I like Ben Mendelsohn, right?
Yeah.
I think he's like, anything he's in, he's really great in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, the film might not be necessarily the best,
yeah.
but he's good in them. And I think, like you say, he has got this like really brooding, menacing
yeah.
quality to him. but I really didn't like him in this. I thought, yeah, I just thought there was, like, at points he seemed to be going, like, over the top.
Yeah.
And then at points when you wanted him to go over the top, he seemed to be, like, reining it in too much.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just feel like there was maybe better takes that they wanted to use him when he was trying different stuff, and they chose, like, the kind of work. Unless, you know what I mean, that's what he was doing for every take.
Yeah.
But that's not how it works. You know what I mean?
Go try it a little differently, Ben. Yeah, okay, fine.
Just deliver it the same way. You know what I mean? He would try it differently. Yeah. I just think they were... Like, it's at the end where he's kind of like... That they're blowing up all those points on the beach, and he's kind of like, he turns and he's like, oh, are we blind? Get the beach under control. And I'm kind of like, should you not be like screaming that at them because they're idiots?
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just kind of wanted them to be a wee bit more active in the movie.
Yeah.
Because it was strange how kind of like it was basically just following the Rogue One crew around by chance.
Aye.
You know, he just happened to be wherever they were.
Yeah.
Which was basically like the only way to get him in the action.
Yeah.
And there's that shot missing for the trailer where he's walking through the beach.
Yeah.
The water. It's like he clearly must
in the Battlefront DLC.
He is in the He clearly must have been boots on the ground more, because he's got a gun, for fuck's sake, you know what I mean? No other, like, Imperial, like, general or whatever's got, like, a gun on their belt. I just really, really wasn't sure about him. You know what I mean? Like, obviously he's, like, a bad guy and stuff.
Yeah.
And he clearly, like, it was just strange. Just a bit, like, nothing. You know what I mean? And again, I don't know if that's necessarily like his fault, but I don't know. He should stick to art films.
He should, stick to like films rather than movies,
Vader.
Oh,
fat Darth Vader.
Did they literally put James Earl Jones in that costume?
It totally reminded me of the Family Guy joke where it's James Earl Jones in the Darth Vader costume. His neck. Why is his neck so thick?
That costume, right, besides how thick the actor was, that costume looked shit.
Yeah, it looked like...
It looked so bad.
Ridiculously cheap. Like...
It's like amateur day one stuff. It's like you put the cape over the neck joint so it looks seamless.
Yeah.
You didn't just sit the helmet on over the top like you bought it in Toys R Us.
Yeah. That's because it's like it was moving around too much.
It was so bad.
Like, because I went and I was like, I'm gonna look up like photos of Darth Vader from like the original trilogy.
Yeah.
And it's just to see if it's like, you know what I mean, was it that bad? Am I just remembering it wrong? No, it wasn't that bad. It looked fine.
You know what? It looked really great in like Revenge of the Sith as well. Like, see the little bits of it you see in Revenge of the Sith?
Yeah.
It looked really good. How did they mess that up?
I have
you know what
no
I mean? Because obviously, the original ones, it was all just costume.
They've probably still got the costume.
And it looked really good, right? It was all practical and it all just looked really good. And then Revenge of the Sith, it was like a mix of like CGI bits and like costume bits, and it looked really good.
Mm-hmm. And then that.
And then they just like.
Going back to a costume
blew it
again,
in this.
But it's like, it's a cheaper, weirder costume. They've like deliberately like upped the tint on the eyes.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, look, you've paid attention. There was like a tint in his eyes, but you've made that too much, I think.
Yeah.
It goes back to this neck thing. See, if the neck wasn't so bad, it would draw your attention less to the fact the costume looks super cheap. Really weird.
And they're like trousers.
Yeah. You only see, again. It's like,
and also, just didn't get someone so fat to play Darth Vader.
Yeah. You see those like very briefly. You see his like legs, but that's the thing. You never see his legs really, because he's like just this flow.
Yeah.
In the other films, because he's got this cape and he's all black. You know what I mean? You don't ever really notice he's got legs. That seems like a weird thing to say. but he seems to be kind of like gliding around the place a lot of the time.
The thing is, though, you know you can make it look good. Because, like I say, because of... You know you can make him look good in action, is what I mean. Because you know in, like, Revenge of the Sith, you see him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know from, like, some of the video games as well.
Yeah, totally.
Like, when you play, I think it's, like, the opening level of, like, The Force Unleashed.
Yeah, that is.
You know what I mean? And, you know what I mean? If you can do that in a video game, you can do it in a movie. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It's not...
Like, the scene at the end, where he is, like... tearing those rebels up. That's great. I thought that was amazing.
It was good, but it still looks...
He looks... derpy. He looks fat and weird, but that scene's really good. It's a good use of Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Because it's like, he's hardly in this, and it's like, it's not like too much of him.
Nah.
You know what I mean? You have the scene of him where he's talking, and then you have the scene of him where he's killing a bunch of people, and it's great. Like, you could see why people are so scared of him. Because, you know what I mean, it goes black.
Yeah.
You finally see, like, the one lightsaber that's in this movie.
Yeah.
It, like, lights the hallway up red, and then he's just, like, chopping these rebels to pieces. Using all the classic Darth Vader moves. He's blocking the bolts with his hands. He's taking their guns. Cuts that guy who he's already... Like, he cuts that guy in half that he's already, like, killed on the ceiling. Yeah. Like, mate. You know what I mean? That's great, and it's not, like, too much, but... It's like you say, just the costume, the guy who's in the suit, just doesn't really seem to work.
No.
What did you make his really, like, strange, out-of-character James Bond joke that he made?
I thought it was so bad. I was just about to say about
when
the
he
dialogue.
Was choking Krennic, and he told him not to choke on his ambition.
Did not like that at all.
Nah, I hated that. Don't, like... Like, he's never done anything like that before. No, he barely even made jokes, or, like, jokes so coherent when he was, like, Anakin Skywalker. You know what I mean?
I think there's always been this disconnect, though, between who Anakin Skywalker, and it's a problem with the prequels and the original films again, but, like, there's always been this disconnect between who Anakin Skywalker was and who Darth Vader becomes, and it can't be explained away by, like, what happens, you know what I mean? Because he goes from being this, like, character in the prequels to this character in the original films, and it's like, there's always been a problem, I think.
Yeah.
And this has just exacerbated it, because it's like, you don't go from being someone so tortured and so full of rage to being someone who's, like, quipping and being, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a character that I know. That's like saying like a Bond villain is a great way to describe it, because it's someone who's evil, but who like definitely sees like the bright side. You know what I mean? Like they're really bad, but like they appreciate a good joke.
Well, I mean, why was his evil lair in the planet that he was fucked up on?
Oh God, I don't know.
Like. That's weird, right?
Yeah, because he's like taken off that planet in like Revenge of the Sith, right?
He's choosing to go back.
So he's like, this is where I was mangled, so this is where I'm going to build my penthouse?
Yeah. It's like if your like leg was eaten by a shark, you're not going to like...
build your house in the ocean.
You're not going to like... No, you're not going to like keep a shark in your bath, are you?
True. Yeah. Definitely not.
Yeah, it's strange. I mean, look, I liked these, like, big lava castle thing.
Again,
it was
just another planet for them to go to, you know what I mean?
Look, I'm gonna bring this up now, right? It really bothers me, and it bothered me, no as much, but it bothers me now, with Force Awakens, how they keep making up new planets.
Yeah.
With terrible names, when they've got a galaxy full of planets that they already have in, like, canon, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know that they've, like, wiped out a bunch of stuff for, like,
they're using bits of it, though.
They are using
bits. You know what I
mean?
It's the problem.
Look, I'm, like, a big fan of the game Star Wars Empire at War, which is a big, like, RTS, like, Galactic Conquest kind of thing. And there's, like, the whole, like, galaxy in that. Or up whenever that was released, yeah, up until then, that was the whole galaxy. And it's like, you know what I mean, having so many, like, planets with these crappy, like, two-syllable names as well, like Scarif and Jakku and Jeddah and Edu, it's like, think of some better names.
Yeah.
One. Two, stop making them all in such, like, lazily generic, like, biomes.
Yeah. Desert.
Desert.
Rainforest. Forest.
Snow.
Snow, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's... Come on, you know what I mean? You're, like, say what you want about the prequels, they get a lot of things wrong. I've actually watched two of them yesterday because I wasn't doing anything, yeah, right? And God, are they bad.
Yeah.
But the planets in them, the prequels, some of them are, like, really interesting, yeah, looking, and you hardly get to see them. Like, the scene where you're, like, watching all the Jedi get massacred in Order 66 and Revenge, yeah, of the Sith, you see, like, Felucia. It's all, like, bugs and, like,
that's a cool planet. Yeah.
You see, like,
it's been a good one.
Maegito, which is the one, like, Ki-Adi Mundi's on. It's all, like, snow and, yeah, it's all black and there are all these big bridges and stuff. You see, like, Kate and Amoidia. It's, like, all these cities that are hanging up on, like, upside down cliffs and, yeah, stuff. It's, like, those are crazy-looking places. Why are we not getting to see them?
Because, yeah,
they exist. You know what I mean? Why are you taking us back to another desert? And fair enough, in this one, we see the desert for a wee bit, and then we see, like, a city that's in a desert, but it's still a desert.
Yeah.
Fine, Scarif is nice because it's a tropical beach, and we've not seen, like, a tropical beach before. We've, yeah, seen, like, a forest. Fine, that's a wee bit different. Like, Edu, it's just rain. It's rain and cliffs.
Yeah.
Apparently that was, like, meant to be modelled off of, like, they took inspiration for, like, the planet on Alien, where they go and find all the...
Oh, right, okay.
And it's, like, look, fine, it's different enough, but why is it, like, why is it this totally new place?
Aye.
Like, there are, like, I guess, like, Eridu is, like, a planet in, that was, like, an Imperial testing ground.
Yeah.
Why could that not have been where you're, like... Oh, right, also as well, see if you're taking Kyber crystals for Jeddah, why is your Kyber refinery on Edu?
Dumb.
Why would you not just build it on Jeddah? Because you, yeah, occupy, as the Imperials, you occupy Jeddah. So you can build whatever you want there. Cause you're...
Build your refinery on top of where the crystals are.
Yeah, because, like, spoiler alert, you're evil, you're the, yeah, evil empire, build whatever you want, wherever you want. You don't care about,
like, preserving the heritage of this planet.
No.
Because, I mean, you hit it with, like, space nuke.
You're
about
to blow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Just stupid, eh?
Battlefront 2, the way.
Yeah. That's, it annoys me that there's all these planets existing.
Yeah.
That they kind of just mine. I, you know what I mean? I don't see why they need to keep adding planets, yeah, to the roster. Particularly so, like, generic planets.
Iceland again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, it's Morocco again.
Yeah. I could get why you maybe wouldn't want to film things where it's, like, loads of green screen and stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's part of where the prequels went wrong.
Oh, but you can do it right now.
Yeah, exactly. You could do it right. You could do it, like, better CGI.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't just make it five actors in front of a green screen, you know what I mean? You build, like, half and half.
Yeah.
Because it's like, people who build sets can do anything.
Oh, aye.
They, yeah, like, if you wanted to set it on Felucia, they would build giant flowers and, yeah, stuff like that. Oh, like, yeah, that's something that people can do now.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, oh, where could we film this? You know what I mean? And make that the look for this planet. Yeah. It's just a bit frustrating. The final character we need to discuss. CGI Grand Moff Tarkin.
Oh, barf.
What do you make of that?
I think having him in it was okay,
mm-hmm,
right? But he was in it way too much.
He was in it too
much. See when you saw his reflection in the window?
That's fine.
I was like, see if that's all we get, that's fine. Because bearing in mind this is a dead guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Been dead for like 20 years.
Yeah. And we don't want to, like...
22 years.
We don't want to, like, take the piss.
Yes.
Right? So we'll have a little, like, wee bit with him.
Mm.
And that was like, oh my God, it's him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that would have been fine. And then maybe another bit at the end when...
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But
Where maybe you see
where
his
he
face.
Like takes command or whatever. But nah, too much.
Too like look, I didn't. I've mixed
too much, too creepy.
I've mixed feelings on this, right? Because one, the CGI isn't there yet.
No, and it's not. To do a whole person is difficult.
Look, yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Because you think of that compared to like Tron Legacy or whatever, it looks amazing. That you could always like, they've like over animated it. Because his face is like squirming in ways that a normal face wouldn't. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like they've went too much attention to detail almost, right? But it looks incredible. It's amazing that they can do stuff like this, right? Doesn't quite look real though. But if they didn't keep playing with this, they're not going to make it.
It almost feels like it would have been better for them to like build up an actor using prosthetics. To do it,
maybe,
and it would have looked more real, you know what I mean, rather than...
Potentially. Because the guy that played him, that did the voice and did the mocap and that, he looks a lot like Peter Cushing.
See, that's
already.
What I mean. It's like, why not just, like, build, like, a mask? Or, like...
Yeah.
Because these things are so realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just prosthetic bits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Instead of like
a wig
full on CGI.
Yeah.
Because it's like you say, it's like, look, I think it looks really good, but the more you see it on screen,
the more it starts getting stripped away.
Because you keep like looking at it with your eyes and you're like, this isn't real. You know what I mean? Now, the thing I was going to, like, at the top, I told you I'd seen this in 2D and 3D.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot better in 3D.
And that's because the whole image is shite, though.
Yeah.
In 3D.
Because, like, everybody has this kind of vaguely CGI look to them. But, like, see, if you watch it in 3D, you could
Does he pop right out of you?
No, like, the one thing... Like, I went and seen it in 3D. I wasn't that keen on seeing it in 3D, because I never am. But...
3D sucks.
It doesn't feel like a film that was really made for 3D.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing... There's no effects or that seem like, you know what I mean, they've been enhanced with the 3D.
Yeah.
It's... Like, basically just like watching a 2D film.
Pointless.
But...
More expensive.
Yeah. But I think if you see this without having seen the 2D version before it, you could probably be forgiven for thinking that's just a real actor.
Yeah. I know what you mean about 3D given everything this kind
of... It has this kind of, like, vibrance.
Yeah.
Everybody's... Like, when he's... It's the scenes where he's like, you see a shot of him, then you see a shot of Ben Mendelsohn. And it's like, Ben Mendelsohn looks like he's made a CGI as well. And like, obviously they do it with Princess Leia as well. Did you like the Princess Leia one? Better, worse?
Better, because there was less of it.
Less of it, yeah.
Again, I think there was too much.
Yeah, you could... You know what would have been fine? If she turned her head to the side.
Yeah.
And you saw, like, the
not
side of
like,
her face, instead of, like, full-on, this is my face.
Not, like, total razzing the camera at the end, just like, it's me!
What this kind of leads us into talking about, though, is this kind of, like, ethical issue.
Yeah.
Is this right?
I don't know. I said this to you when we left the cinema. I was like, it depends who you pay.
Yeah, if you're paying his estate, fine. And I thought, like, apparently the family did give their consent. For like doing this, because they're kind of like trying to honour Peter Cushing or whatever, but
right, so there must be money involved.
There will be money involved, yeah. But
what I'm hearing is big check.
Yeah. However, it's like, does this mean that, you know what I mean? They could make an entirely new film and just have literally any actor be in it. Now.
That's like the that's
Marlon
like,
Brando.
Yeah,
when
that's
he was
like
young
the
good looking.
The BoJack Horseman joke where he like signs on to do Secretariat,
mm-hmm.
and when he starts his contract on the film, they do like a 3D scan of his head.
Yeah,
and he's like, "Why are you doing that?" And he's like, "Well, if you die or like quit the picture,
mm-hmm.
then we can make it with like a CGI version of
and
you."
And that's what ends up happening.
Yeah.
At the end.
And like, I know what you're saying. It's like, are we entering the age of like of that being a thing?
Yeah. It's weird, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, when you get, you know what I mean? You get, like, a new film with James Dean and Ryan Reynolds or something like that. It's, what's going on?
It's too much. It's Because there's nothing sacred anymore. Not even death can stop these people. That's how bad it is. Not even death can stop the Disney Corporation.
That, yeah. And it's like, look, I'm really torn because I liked seeing Peter Cushing actually being Grand Moff Tarkin in this, right?
Yeah.
But I just think it's wrong.
You know, as well, they missed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's this whole established thing in Star Wars of, like, people communicating via, like, hologram.
It would look fine in a hologram.
It would have looked fine, yeah. They could have had him be a hologram.
Yeah. Yeah, like, even at, like, if you had, say, kind of, like, if you had split what the amount he was in that, the first scene, instead of him turning around, he's just looking at the window, and you just see the back of his head and the reflection. That'd be fine.
Yeah.
The next scene, if he's just in a hologram, that'd be fine. And then the final scene, if he turns around and you see his face right at the end and he does his wee smirk, that would be fine.
Yeah.
But it's too much face.
Yeah.
And like, look, I can respect the hell out of what they're doing because it's like a feat to make that.
Yeah.
And make it like so close to looking real. But no, quite there.
No. And to me, right, it's taken something that should be about artistry and about, and I get that it's a great technical achievement, but it's taken something that should be about artistry and about performance and all the rest of it. And I know that a guy did the voice and whatever, but like, it's taken something so creative and so, you know what I mean, so raw, and turn it into this like science. And turning it into this, and this, like, mad science at that as well. This, like, oh, well, we can just do, you know what I mean? Bring anybody back from the dead. Tupac hologram concert, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, Tupac and Peter Cushing, the new buddy comedy.
It's like making a movie. It's like, it's being there with the camera and the actors and getting it real, you know what I mean? Like, there's always going to be a place for, like, CGI and special effects and whatever. But fundamentally, and this is a problem with like a lot of these films, so we're talking about arcs and stuff earlier on. All that stuff's no there.
Yeah.
And it's fallen by the wayside. And all the criticism that like the prequels had is coming barreling at these new movies at some speed if they're not careful. You know what I mean? All that stuff about it being just like style over substance and too focused on the technology and too this and too much action and not enough character, and like all this stuff is like, it's hurtling at these films. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's like an interesting point you make, because like the prequels, when they first came out, were like universally praised as being like the second coming of Christ. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because like everybody was just so desperate to see them.
Yeah.
And obviously, like at the time, they looked great.
Yeah.
Because there's all this like bombastic CGI action happening in front of you, but then you go back and watch them like after the 10-15 years later and you're like, holy shit, these are terrible, right?
Yeah.
And again, it's like, it's this sort of increasing thing about like this kind of like postmodern state we're all in, like going back and looking at them and thinking they're bad, right? But now you've got this situation where Star Wars has been sold off to Disney and they're like, yeah, we're just going to make a new film every year, right? And it's like, well, have you made, like, a really good one that merits all this hype yet?
Yeah.
No is the answer.
No.
Because it's like, yeah, you've made two, and yeah, they've been, like, well-received. But one was just a retread of familiar ground, and that gets swept under the rug too readily.
Yeah.
Because people are just so happy. They're so happy to see, like, Star Wars done right, in air quotes. And it's like, well, is it done right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If by done right you mean Star Wars, like, photocopied.
Aye.
Then, yes. And then this one, again, it has, like, so many flaws that you wouldn't accept for any other movie. You wouldn't accept it for, like, just a normal...
Or giving it a pass. Yeah.
A normal sci-fi movie or normal action blockbuster. But because it's, like, Star Wars, and because it's, like, oh, but this is, like, a grim and gritty Star Wars... It's like, well, we'll give it a pass. It's like, well, does it deserve a pass?
Yeah.
like, increasingly, I'm thinking no, but I still want to say yes, because I still liked it when I watched it.
But I, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I think we can't. It's that whole thing of, like, well, imagine watching it in, like, 10 years. You know what I mean? Like, I can imagine watching A New Hope in, like, 10... Like, Empire Strikes Back, you know what I mean?
I can imagine watching those in
10 years, 20 years, 50 years' time, I can imagine watching those films and being sitting there, an old man, like, oh, still holds up, you know what I mean? Like...
Because that's the thing, you kind of distill and, like, formula a masterpiece.
Nah.
Or, like, a hit. You have to have it just happen and have people, you know what I mean?
So
now it's like, look, like George Lucas wrote the first like three and he made them and they're like great. And now you've got this situation where they're like, right, we'll make more to kind of like connect to them. And it's like, well, none of these are going to be masterpieces and like hits and fantastic because you're trying so hard, you're bending over backwards to them.
These were films and this was a guy that like really went his own way.
Mm-hmm.
And you're never going to capture that trying to follow.
No.
Or trying to fit in around that. It's like, you make something... I mean, this is what Disney are in the business of, though. They're in the business of churning out movies. You know what I mean? And this is the unfortunate reality of the situation. It's like, they are not... As much as they'll sit and be like, oh, we care about like making quality product and whatever, at the end of the day, it's like product. And at the end of the day... When a guy sets out to like make this movie in the '70s or whatever, he set out for like different reasons. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like now, these guys, these suits, are making it because it's part of a like air quotes like portfolio. It's an asset. It's a resource. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a project in the pipeline kind of thing. It's not some guy's dream.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's
Again, these suffer for being the same as you're talking about. But the Marvel movies, which Disney own and churn out like at a regular interval, they stand up fine because they're like, this is like a new franchise.
That's it.
That started in 2008. Yeah. It's like, it's not like these movies were made in the 80s and you're trying to like connect more to them. All these are getting connected right now. They're getting built right now. It's this trying to like recapture nostalgia thing that just it's impossible to do, and I think like I went into this and like obviously there's so much hype and it was like, oh, it's maybe gonna be like the best one yet and stuff, and I went in really desperately wanting to be like not blinded by nostalgia and not blinded by hype, right? And in the end, it's like, well, there was nothing to worry about because it isn't as good. It just like fundamentally is not as good as the other Star Wars movies, or the original three Star Wars movies. I mean, I've got other topics to talk about here. Do you want to move on to them, or is that we could do them briefly?
Yeah, like what have you got? What have you got? Hit me.
Action.
Yes.
What did you make it?
Midland.
Okay. Why Midland?
Just because...
Even like the end?
Well...
Do you know what, like the end was pretty good?
It was alright, yeah. Again, it was just a bit like... In the original three, right?
Mm-hmm.
There were action-y bits.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like sparse. And obviously because of the time it was made, they had to be economical. So if they're like, right, we're going to have like a space battle.
Yeah.
It's going to be climactic and it's going to be brief.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we literally don't have the... And we're gonna like get to the point as well. It's like the attack run on like the Death Star.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, do it. Whereas with this, it's like, because you've got the technology now to do it, you have these big grand set piece moments.
Yeah.
There's stuff everywhere and things are blown up and chips are flying around and wow, and everybody's coming warping everywhere and you know what I mean? It's like it's a total madhouse. And it's just like, it's just
It's too much.
Just whoa there, daddy-o. Okay. Just take your foot off the gas. Like, it was competently done. Like, there's no disputing that. Like, it was well done.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just... It's... I mean... I know it's called Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
but these aren't any war films. You know what I mean?
No.
They're like... You know what I mean? Like, not in that same way. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they're about wars, but they're not like...
Yeah. If anything, should have been the only
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
The rest of them are these, like, space operas, yeah, right? Yeah. But this one should have been more like war.
Yeah.
But less of that kind of war.
Yeah.
More like boots on the ground, yeah, grim and gritty yeah. war, as opposed to...
I was
to...
really disappointed when, like, they were like, oh, we've got, like, this signal, we all need to go and warp and... to help them out with this big space battle. Mm-hmm. I was like, it should have just been them. I like them taking the total ragtag band of psychos, you know what I mean? Being like, right, we've all got nothing to lose, let's yeah. all go and die on this planet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, like, look, I'll...
And the guy for Rizzle Kicks?
Was he for Rizzle Kicks?
I don't know.
You keep saying there was a guy for Rizzle Kicks. I don't know there was, but whatever. I really like the action, but I'll concede that it was unnecessary action.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I like the space battles, they all looked great.
Yeah, they did.
But
yeah.
did you need to have the whole rebel fleet there?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go. Fine, action done. Tech. I like the Darth Vader action scene.
Yeah, no, that was good. Yeah, if only he wasn't so fat.
If he was,
it was in the dark. So
well, how else is he gonna lose weight if he doesn't exercise by cutting rebels
so
in half?
Fat, yo.
He's very fat. Cameos. Way too many.
Cameos are gross and disgusting outside of Marvel films, is my opinion.
Okay. I think having Darth Vader was fine. Having Grand Moff Tarkin was fine if you had like 9 minutes less of him.
Yeah.
Having the Bacchus Princess Leia was fine.
Yeah.
Having Jimmy Smits was fine because he's the right age to now play that age Bail Organa.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You've not had to like CGI age
him. I thought that was funny when he was in it because yeah. that's what I thought as well. I was like, no, this is about right.
Yeah. yeah. But having C-3PO and R2-D2 annoying.
Yeah.
Because there should only be one annoying robot yeah. per movie, and that now had three basically. Yeah. Right. I mean. I didn't like R2-D2 and C-3PO are probably equally annoying. Like, yeah. you like R2-D2 more, C-3PO is just annoying. So, yeah, hated them being in it. Pig Nose and Bum Chin, why were they in it?
Pig Nose and Bum Chin.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, Doctor, whatever, and Ponda Baba, what are they doing there? Because, I said this to you,
yeah.
the implication there is that they bumped into Jin on planet Jeddah, then immediately ran to a spaceship and just escaped the planet because, like, 10 minutes later it blows up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, he didn't even look like fucking Pig Nose that bad. Like, what's
he must,
going
he must
on
get
there?
More Pig Nose as time goes on.
What, Jing, like, he was. Wounded in the nuking of Jeddah City, like,
I don't
and
know, maybe.
Fucked his pig nose up even worse.
Maybe.
I just like, why did you end that? Yeah.
I think, right, all the ones you mentioned beside the latter ones, like R2-D2 and C-3PO and those two idiots, you
uh-huh.
know what I mean? Like, I think having, like, Princess Leia was good
mm-hmm.
for the little bit, Tarkin was good for the little bit. Darth Vader was good, but I would have rathered that he just showed up at the end.
That would be great.
Because it felt like him going to see Darth Vader like halfway through or whatever was setting up him turning up at the end. And I'm like,
yeah.
guys, it's Darth Vader. It's a Star Wars film. You don't need to like lay the foundations.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
have him turn up.
I know what you
with
mean.
The rest of the Imperial fleet at the end, yeah, and just go ham on these guys at the end.
Do you think the Imperial Star Destroyer looked amazing?
It did look really
because it
cool.
looked like a model.
Yeah, and I liked the bit with the Hammerhead cruiser and they crashed them into each
other.
That
was cool.
Like, I thought that was really cool.
Because that's what Y-wing ion torpedoes do. They disable like, electronics. That's
it
cool.
It was really smart.
Yeah, I know what you mean though. That would have been amazing if just
to
like,
have him like the lights go off
and then lightsaber kills a bunch of people.
And you're like, oh,
that'd be
shit,
quality.
Son, it's Darth Vader.
And maybe they'll do that in future if they do films around this period, because James Earl Jones is clearly getting old.
Yeah.
Like, you can hear it in his voice.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like,
it's understandable. He can't
he
can't be shouty Darth Vader for A New Hope Forever. Because, you know what I mean? There's,
well, if
there's
he's getting so old,
in his voice
they need to put him in the costume.
No, stop putting him in that costume. It takes it out of him. yeah, I know what you mean. Did you like Gold Leader and Red Leader?
Yeah, I thought that was
I
cool.
thought that was
yeah,
quite neat.
That was alright. Again, that was like just
was
enough.
Enough,
though.
Yeah.
It wasn't like overindulgent. It was just like, this will be nice if we
have these.
It was good.
Yeah. And I look like Red 5 dying.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, because Luke's Red 5.
Yeah.
Why was like Biggs and Wedge not there, though?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, like, the guy that's Wedge hates Star Wars.
Yeah.
So he probably like would have firebombed their office or something like that. But the guy, but Biggs could have been in it.
Aye.
Because otherwise he's just some idiot.
Yeah.
Will forever be some idiot who went and joined the rebellion, then died almost immediately.
Yeah.
Is there any other cameos? I'm trying to think. I feel like there was maybe one more missing.
The Death Star.
The Death Star was cool.
Yeah.
Because you got to see, like, a different...
Yeah.
Again, like I said at the top, it was, like, something different for Star Wars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get to see, like, the Death Star being really close. And, like, the scale, like the actual scale of the whole thing. Like, that bit where you see the laser getting put in.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That was really cool. I like the bit where you see it in the sky.
Uh-huh.
As well. That was really cool.
And I like at the end when, like, obviously, like, Ben Mendelsohn looks up at it.
Yeah.
And it's like, obviously, it's this thing he's created.
Yeah.
And he sees it. And it's like, it's that kind of implication that if you ever see this thing, you're dead.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. Just one bit I forgot to mention. See that bit when, like, Mendelsohn went to see Darth Vader and he, like, choked him.
Mm.
And then he, like, walks away after he stopped choking him. And then, like, he sort of turns to the camera and, like, smirks. Did he enjoy getting choked?
I hope so. I hope that's what that meant.
Yeah, I feel like that's what that meant.
He's like, that's why I came here.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what I came for.
That's why I came here and shot my mouth off.
Yeah.
In the hopes that he would just give me a wee bit of that.
Yeah.
A wee bit of that force choke.
Nice.
Cinematography.
Good. I suppose.
Yeah.
Like I say, particularly the bit at the very start, I loved that. I thought it was good.
Yeah, like... I can totally see why they didn't bother putting a crawl in there.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't have made sense. Because no other Star Wars movie starts with a flashback.
No.
You know what I mean? Because what do you write in the crawl?
Aye.
If
like,
it starts at a flashback.
Like, yeah, like, Jyn Erso's parents were these people.
Yeah.
This happened. You know what I mean?
It's like, just... like Krennic's on his way to kill
them
or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it cuts and it's like, setting crawl. So it's like, however many years later.
Yeah.
It's nice to see, like, you know what I mean, more kind of, like, dynamic shots in Star Wars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
My last kind of thing that we've not already covered, what did you make of the music?
It was alright. I suppose I didn't particularly hear it, which is usually a good sign.
Right.
I mean, if something really sticks out, then it's probably a bad sign. Well, if something really stands out, it's either a really good thing or a really bad thing.
Yeah.
This didn't really jump out, so it did the job, I suppose. And it had enough of the flourishes that you're familiar with, but didn't push it too hard, if that makes sense. Like, there was bits to the, like, original scores in there,
right,
but it wasn't like too
okay.
It never flat out played any original stuff, you know what I mean, or at least not that I was aware of. But
Yeah.
I think there's like one bit.
Is there?
When the Rebel fleet are taking off to go to Scarif.
Right.
There's a bit of the original sort of score.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much the only bit.
Would you like...
I didn't like it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I get the impression you were like
not impressed. I didn't like it because it felt like... You know those, like, how it should have ended videos?
Yeah.
Where, for, like, licensing purposes, they have to, like, make a score that sounds close to, but
just
not quite.
Close enough, yeah.
It sounded like
so
that.
You get sued, yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, I just...
Do you think, why not just use the music?
What? Yeah,
yeah.
One, why not just use the music? Like, it bothered me that they kept, like, tiptoeing to the Star Wars score and then, like, running away from it kind of thing. Because it's like, well... We know it's Star Wars.
You are a Star Wars movie.
So just use like I didn't. I'm not meaning use that music. Just use it. The recordings.
Yeah.
Like put a new score to it. But didn't he be afraid to
like? Had it all covered by a heavy metal band.
Okay, that as well. but like, didn't he be afraid to dip into the motifs and stuff of the original score? And it's like, I think the problem here is that it wasn't John Williams that was doing it, right? Because again. Go back to kind of one of the things the prequels do well, one of the only things they do well, the music in the prequels is great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And again, that's part of the problem when you're handing the work over to like somebody else and telling them to imitate, not, you know what I mean, create their own kind of thing. And you're never going to be able, like, fair enough, like John Williams, he was like, right, you've got 3 prequel movies to do now. Make them like similar but not quite the same.
Yeah.
And he did that really well because he's John Williams, who did the original 3.
Yeah.
Whereas now you've got this sort of... I just worry it's going to get to be in this situation where you've kind of got like a photocopy, a printout, a photograph kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've got this like
it's music. Coming at you like third hand.
Yeah, you've got this music that keeps getting less and less close to the original sort of stuff. And I don't know. I got the impression with the trailers that it was going to be like a wee bit more dark as well.
Yeah.
Because you know there's that like really, it's the, I think it's like the Imperial March they use, but they use like a slowed down kind of like, stripped back version.
Yeah.
And there's like just solitary piano key kind of stuff in the trailer. I would have been like loved more of that kind of stuff, like stripping back the original score kind of thing, or. I don't know, make it totally different.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Yeah, just to end, one last thing I will say. Before we went and saw this, right, I said to you that I was kind of like starting to acquiesce to the idea of like a film each year, like a Star Wars film every year, which, let's face it, is going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And
until
then,
we die.
And yeah,
the
and
end
then,
of time.
And then I said to you, it's like, I hope they didn't go too far, like, and keep going forever, because I didn't want to die, have never seen the Star Wars movies. However, now that we've got, like,
now you're
close...
Ready. Now you're ready to die.
Well, this film has killed me. No, now that we've got, like, steps to reanimating the dead... We are going to get Star Wars movies and like forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Mark Hamill dies, that's fine. We'll bring him back for the dead. Carrie Fisher dies, no big loss. Like, you know what I mean?
That's what they're investing in this technology for a reason, obviously.
Yeah, and it's like it's the same with like the Marvel movies because it's like there's always been like worry, well, talk of them being worried about like Robert Downey Jr. getting too old and that.
Yeah.
It's like well.
Doesn't matter now.
Well, they'll kill him and replace him with a cyborg or whatever they do. You know what I mean?
It'd be too much like the comics.
Yeah. So they're just these actors just never age. The characters never age. It's... I don't know. It's troubling. Like, I do not like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's my sort of closing...
Haunting.
...thought on the franchise going forward.
Yeah.
I'm just worried to the extent they're going to make these. Yeah, it kind of unsettles me a bit. But,
I agree.
I don't know, it will get to a point where, like, people involved will die. So they'll probably stop then.
Surely demand will fizzle out.
Will it, though?
At some point.
Will it?
Hope so. You hope folk aren't going to... Well, I mean, it's no, is it?
anyway. I think, look, I don't know, were we overly harsh on that?
No, we savaged it, but I don't think we were overly harsh. I think it got what it deserved.
It did get what it deserved, but we never really praised it for anything that it did well.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like we talked about just the other now, like about bits of the cinematography that were nice. And
yeah.
Bits of things that were okay.
Like, I still had fun watching it.
Yeah. It was a fun ride. You know, like, what I mean?
Yeah. No character undergoes anything close to an arc. Yeah, there's too many characters. Yeah, a lot of them are shit. Yeah, it's got its pacing issues. Yeah, the score's not very good. Yeah, there are too many generic planets. Yeah, the action's unnecessary. Yeah, Darth Vader's really fat. Yeah, Grand Moff Tarkin's back for the dead and he's really creepy. But, like...
It's still Star Wars.
It's still Star Wars film, yeah. But I still enjoyed watching it,
yeah.
And it's still like, I don't know, it's still fourth best, which is like, that's no good, right?
Nah.
Like, I don't know. Basically, it's getting to the point where every new Star Wars film looks like it's just going to go straight in at four.
Yeah, straight in at number four, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Is that us?
That's us.
Cool. What did you guys think of Rogue One? Did you apparently hate it as much as we did? No, look. It was good.
It was alright, yeah.
I'm not going to say it was bad.
No, I'm not going to. No, I'm
Because
no,
I don't think it was bad.
Yeah, I don't think.
So if you've turned off already because you thought we were going too hard on this. I still think it was good. Or not bad.
Go and see it.
Yeah.
And you know what? You will see what we mean.
You'll see, yeah, totally.
Go and see it and you'll know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Also, it's the best if you've not seen it yet, why are you still listening?
I know. It's too late now. Dummies.
They all die.
Not a single soul survives this movie.
Yeah. Write into us. whatsnowpodcast@gmail.com. You could send us questions, comments, ideas for future episodes. Hate mail, anything. Did you love Star Wars Rogue One?
Yeah.
Like, why are we... Tell us why we're wrong.
Yeah.
Go for that. I said that I'm challenging
people. Take your best shot.
Take your best shot. Us in our ivory tower of criticism. Send us a tweet at What's Now Pod is the Twitter handle. You can follow us on YouTube, What's Now Podcast. You can also subscribe to us, What's Now with Alan and Callum on iTunes. Write a review, rate us, tell a friend. And, of course, you could follow us on the darrow.org.uk SoundCloud. So that's been What's Now, guys. Subscribe for what's next. There's more Star Wars. More Star Wars is next.